Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have the Bible teaching program of whom, Walker?
Alice Trebek.
Alex? Well, something's not right about your answer. I'm not.
All right, Alex, let me look it up.
Alex Trebek.
Why don't you tell us?
Well, that's why I ask you. Alistair Begg.
Okay.
It's Dr. Alistair Begg.
I don't really know who he is. I just know he's on our radio.
Because when you get through with this show, you don't listen.
Right.
Because you're exhausted and you're mentally spent. And right. There's only so much information you can take in. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that. I was going to tell folks what happened. They heard this yesterday, I think, at Walker. It's not your fault. But it's what happened was we were going off the air. And I couldn't think of Alistair Begg's name. You ever drawn a blank on something you know?
Yes.
I mean, you know him for 100 years?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you draw a blank. And so I drew a blank on, stay tuned for the Bible teaching program of high quality. Yeah, right here on American Family Radio. You know, what's his name? He's going to be bringing it.
I do.
And I couldn't think of the name. It's live. It's live. Our show's live. So I just pitched it over to Walker,
right.
And you know
I got the first name, Alistair.
So Walker said, "You said it right." You
yeah.
said Alistair Begg,
right?
Right. You're listening to this. So I Walker know. Said Alistair Begg,
right?
And I misunderstood Walker. I thought he said Alex Trebek, and
it could happen.
I said, "No, Walker, that's a game show host." Well, about that time, the radio...
Same difference.
The right time, the show ended. So that's the last thing people heard yesterday, probably, when we went off the air, is me saying to Walker, who's the Bible teacher coming up? And he said, Alistair Begg. And I said, no, Alex Trebek?
That's
no,
right.
That's not
Jeopardy.
Right. So as far as I know, Alex Trebek doesn't teach the Bible, does he, Ray?
As far as we love him, but we don't think
is it spelled the same as first name?
No, it's Alistair. Versus Alex.
Who named these?
Well, he's a Scottish guy, man. You be careful. You're getting into ethnic.
It's a very good Scottish name. That's right.
Your ancestors probably from Scotland somewhere. You better be careful.
I'm glad they didn't name me Alistair.
Come on, Walker. We're losing all the Alistairs that tune in right now because you're defaming their name. Alistair Begg. Look it up.
Well, I don't know how to.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
We have a family conference. All right, Ray, how you? Ray Pritchard in Dallas.
Hey, I'm doing great. It's all good here in Dallas.
And Fred Jackson is still in the studio because we got one more story with Fred we want to cover. And our good friend Steve Jordahl from
Steve Trebek.
I was going to say Steve Trebek. Steve Jordahl from
Good morning, good afternoon, everybody.
Good morning. Fred, there was one more story we wanted to cover while you're here.
Absolutely. Well, with everything else going on, you may not have heard that Democrats are gathering in Atlanta, and over the next 3 days, they're going to pick a new chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And one of the leading candidates is Congressman Keith Ellison. He is a Muslim, and he is very, very far left. He has been linked in some quarters to people like Louis Farrakhan. So the issue seems to be ongoing in the Democratic Party. Coming out of the election, there were many Democrats who said, you know, we need to step back and figure out why we lost the election so badly. Then the first thing they do is reelect Nancy Pelosi to head their conference in the House. And a lot of people were scratching their head because they believe the Nancy Pelosi's of the Democratic Party helped them lose the last election. Now there is great concern in some quarters of the Democratic Party once again. Hey, if we actually decide that Congressman Keith Ellison, who, as I say, is a Muslim, but he's on the far left of the party, is going to lead us, Are we not going to repeat the same mistakes that we made in the election of 2016? So we're going to be watching that this weekend. One of the other front runners is Tom Perez, the former Labor Secretary. And he did a lot of things when he was Labor Secretary under President Obama that would lend us to believe that he is on the far left also. So we're going to be watching that, and we'll give you the results, I think, when the final vote is made on Saturday. You can read it One News Now.
I'm thinking this is just what the doctor ordered for the Democratic Party right here.
Oh, yeah.
A Muslim, far-left guy from, where's he from?
He's from, no, I think, is it Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's yeah, that should take him back to the top.
Stuff, right?
President Trump will be tweeting.
What did you say, Ray?
Is it a good move for the Democrats? Not just to move left, but hard left. I don't know.
The Democrat Party. Now, if you're a Republican, I would say don't give them advice. Let them go ahead and think this is the right path to take. Don't try to say, that's why when I see these TV shows, mm-hmm. with these news shows, Steve, and I see these Republicans, conservatives saying, you know, the Democrats need to do A, B, and C if they're ever going to be relevant to the American people again. I'm going, why? You won't tell them.
This would be about J or K from the ABC scale to if they really want to get back in the good graces of the American people, it would be down the list.
Yeah, it's just... I don't see this as being a good idea, but what do I care? I'm not a Democrat. If they want to do this, go ahead. They've already lost the House, the Senate, and 2/3 of the governorships and 2/3 of the state legislatures or more, I think, around the country in the last 8 years.
And then maybe later, if we have time, we can play some of the brilliance of their House, House leader.
Yeah, in just a few minutes. In fact, why don't we play that now? Set this up for us, Steve.
Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman and Minority Leader, gave an address to a group called Families USA.
Yeah.
And in that address, she decided that she wanted to clarify some of the stuff that was going on with Medicaid and how it's helping Americans. And this is what she said.
Medicaid is there for many poor children. Many poor children. And by the way, do you know who the poorest people in America are? Infants and children. Infants and children. The opioid epidemic and addiction and the rest, Medicaid is there. In fact, don't take it from me. John Kasich, the governor of Illinois, said, thank God for Medicaid.
I think we need to do something as a national epidemic, the poverty of infants. There's got to be something we can do.
We must be an employment program for little babies.
There should be, I think we should ask John Kasich, the governor of Illinois. I mean, Ohio.
Illinois. How can you be the House Minority Leader if you can't remember where John Kasich's governor of?
I don't have any room to speak. So I can't. I'm muted right there.
Do you think infants are the poorest class?
Of AFA and AFR, if you can't even remember what Bible teacher's on your network.
Isn't Alex Trebek the governor of Ohio?
He might be. He's the governor of someplace in Canada. I know he's Canadian.
But you know what? It seems like somebody would have stopped her right there and goes, excuse me, ma'am, that's right. He's just governor of Ohio.
Slip her a note.
What?
She's been making quite a few of those kinds of faux pas.
Well, I don't want to make too much of some of the word losses. Honestly, if there's something medically wrong,
she's making a lot of them recently, though.
Or if she's suffering from dementia, then my prayers are with her. It's a sad thing. But when you talk policy and you want to talk about the poorest people in America being infants and babies, well, I think there might be some discussions within the Democrat Party whether this is the spokesperson you want for your party, right, Ray?
Well, it's just a mess. She has been making faux pas like this for years, but it does, Steve, it does seem like they're getting more frequent recently.
You know, you reach a point where, to me, I don't know what she's got to be in her mid-70s, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, she's 70, over 70.
And they're in the minority, the Democrats, and they've gone that way under her tutelage, under her leadership. You would think she's been in Congress forever. You would think some point you'd say, you know what? Kind of like with John McCain, I'm going, why do you want to run for re-election again? Yeah. I mean,
it's not like she needs the money. You know,
you got maybe 10, 20 years of quality life left on this planet. Do you want to stay in Washington and fight in Congress the rest of your life till you die? That's what it seems like. These people are just so addicted to the power, they can't give it up, Ray.
Well, if Nancy Pelosi has any more episodes like she did yesterday, then serious people out there in the Democrat Party are going to call for her replacement, right? Because you can't have that just, you know, as you listen to what she said, you start, I don't know, you start squinching your feet together, your toes a little bit, because it's just embarrassing to hear somebody talk like that. And you say, please get her off the stage before she does more damage.
You know, that's when your family ought to step in and say, Mom, Dad, I think you need to come home and be a grandma or something. You've given it your all for whatever, 3 decades, 4 decades. Come home and let's go on a picnic or something. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We're on live video streaming at on our Today's Issues Facebook page. Well, a couple of days ago we interviewed 16-year-old Autumn Lindsay from Bellingham, New York, Washington, and she was on with us discussing a video she had released in response to an article in a magazine called Teen Vogue. Teen Vogue is a women's fashion magazine. It's been around forever, but there's a teen edition. And they had an article celebrating abortion and making light of it. And Autumn, a Christian pro-life young lady, decided to do a video, a homemade video almost, to respond to this. And she recorded it, put it up on the internet, and boom. I should say boom, 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 because it's gone viral all across the internet. And I said, if you go over 1 million views, come back on with us. And that didn't take long. Autumn joins us from, she's with her daddy on a trip right now. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on with us again. I know you're in the middle of are you giving a speech today?
I'm at a speech and debate tournament, yes, but I'm glad to be back on.
Okay, speech and debate tournament. Well, tell us what's happened in the last 3 days.
Honestly, I don't really know. It has been so crazy. We posted this video, didn't expect it to go this far. We've been blown away by how many views. I think we're about over 2 million at this point when you add up, you know, the Students for Life page, the live action news page, the YouTube. It has been crazy. The responses that I've been getting have been incredible. A lot of positivity. Just, I think people are really excited to see young people passionate about the pro-life movement.
Now, you've got the video. People can go watch it many places. Mm-hmm. Our Today's Issues Facebook page, we've got it posted there. It's an 8-minute video, but it doesn't seem like 8 minutes because the power in which you deliver your message is so impressive. You wrote the message.
Yes.
You wrote it yourself, and then I guess you had a friend record it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you have your dad told me to make sure I ask you about a hashtag that you have. Talk about that.
Yes. I have started hashtag your mom's pro-life. Essentially what it is just saying anyone discussing abortion, they're here today, so their mom is pro-life. So it's kind of just a fun hashtag we started using. I started using it on my personal Facebook page, or my public figure. I created one. A lot of people were wanting to reach out to me, you know, kind of have a way to stay connected with me for future videos. So I created a public figure page. And if people are interested in looking at that, it's Autumn for Life on Facebook. And so I've been working with a couple ministries, and one in Dallas specifically, working to create a new video that's going to be coming out pretty soon. And then just sharing some stuff about Students for Life on that page. So if people are wanting to stay connected with me, that would be the best way to do so.
Are more and more young people turning seeing the pro-life cause, you think, Autumn, as one of science and reasonableness?
Yes,
and
okay, I think so.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Steve. You have a question for Autumn?
Yeah, I do. Hey,
Hey, Autumn. This is Steve Jordahl. I'm a reporter here. First of all, I watched your video, and it brought me to tears. The conviction, the power you had reminded me of my now in her mid-20s pro-life daughter. I was so proud of you and so proud of her. My question is this, Autumn. You now have a platform that you probably a week ago didn't imagine you'd ever have in your life. What are you going to do with it?
No.
What are you going to do with it?
I want to keep the momentum going. I want to get people my age or even, you know, just all ages really excited about the pro-life movement and what Students for Life is doing. I'm in different organizations. I'm working on a video that's going to be coming out pretty soon. Yeah, I just want to keep going, which is why I created the Facebook page, getting a website set up so we can, you know, just, again, keep people connected, keep people excited. So, yeah, I definitely want to work as hard as I can to keep this momentum going.
Ride the wave, as it were.
Yeah. You know, I want teens to be able to speak up.
Sometimes you get to choose a moment, but sometimes a moment chooses you. And this could,
that's exactly what happened here.
This could be a life event for you.
Yeah. Autumn Lindsey, Lindsey, our guest. Well, Autumn, congratulations again. We're going to let you go because I know you have, you know, get back to your debate and speech competition. I got to tell you, I admire you so much even for that. When I was 16 years old.
Pity the fool who has to go up against Autumn today.
Right. Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
Kim, this is her dad. I do want to say I think it's important for parents to also support their young people, their teens. And I think being a part of a speech and debate group is essential because I think one of the comments that we're getting from a lot of people is not only is she passionate about this and have conviction, but the way that she was able to articulate what she believes is so essential. And 2-3 years ago, I don't know if she could have done that without all the experience that she has received from this national speech and debate group that we're a part of.
What's the name of it?
It's called the NCFCA. You can go ncfca.org. But it really is one of the most fantastic things as a family that we've ever been a part of. The young people that are a part of this just blow me away. And that's where liberals are in a little bit of trouble because, you know, conviction is awesome, but if you can't articulate your conviction, which, in my opinion, most liberals can't. All they do is shout and scream. I think they're going to be in a little trouble as this new army of young people that love the Lord and know what they believe and know how to say what they believe is an amazing opportunity for families to be a part of.
Well, praise God, and this is awesome. And Autumn, we're so proud of you and proud of your parents for investing in you and your brothers and sisters. And just keep up the good work. And, okay, so it's over 2 million views now. Is that right?
Easy to. There's just two sites that are already over 2 million. So it has now been shared on other sites. So I don't know what the real number is.
Right.
But, since we were on your program yesterday, we've already added 1.5 million to 2 million views.
That's about a tenth of our listening audience, so thank you, people.
Wow.
Keep clicking.
That's amazing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Autumn. Thank you, Scott. We'll talk to you again. I'm scared to say if you go over 3 million, we'll have you back on because
you're a regular contributor.
That may be tomorrow, and here we are again tomorrow. So maybe next week we'll get back together and see how all this is going. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Autumn.
Young people wanting to get involved, go find Autumn on Facebook. It's Facebook and just search for Autumn for Life, and that's where we're going to centralize this amazing opportunity the Lord's given us and rally teens all over the world.
Autumn for Life. All right, thanks, Scott.
All right,
bye-bye.
Wow,
Ray, what do you think about that?
You know, She's an amazing young woman, and it occurred to me listening to her dad talk, this is what happens when you have parents who dedicate themselves to raising children who will be champions for Christ, who will be difference makers in the world. And Steve, I love the question you ask her, what are you going to do with your platform? She had an answer. Yep. She wants to keep it going, and we could use another 100, and another 1,000, another 10,000, 100,000 Christian young people just like Autumn, mm-hmm. because what a difference she's making in the world.
You know, Ray, if people could bottle whatever makes something go viral, they'd be a very, very wealthy yeah. person. So mm-hmm. it just happens or doesn't happen. But in this case, I would not be surprised if we get to heaven to find out that God had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, go ahead, Ray.
This is a case where she had been raised right. She'd had the debate preparation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you watch her on the video. She's so calm. Mm-hmm. She's so persuasive. She projects inner beauty and confidence mm-hmm. and honest. I mean, this is the kind of testimony Christians need to be putting out into the world. And I'm kind of blown away. 2 million views and rising all the time. Fantastic.
Don't forget, it's between 8 and 9 minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is not like a 30-second little Facebook Live clip.
And it's so compelling. You sit there and watch it, and you go, you know, I can't leave this video screen. This young lady is just drawing me in with the power and the persuasiveness of her convictions. Mm-hmm. And of course, she's then you have to remember, she's 16. She just now got her driver's license. You know, you're watching that going, these are the words of somebody doing maybe their doctorate, you know, for a university when they're 26 or something mm-hmm. like that, 16 years old. What was the name of the group that Scott referenced that she's a part of for this debate and speech?
It's called the NCFCA. I think it stands for the National Christian Forensic and
Communications Association.
Mm-hmm. I've known people that are part of this, and it's basically a speech and debate circuit. They have right. tournaments and everything. For Christian schools, homeschool kids participate in this. It's a good organization.
Yeah, well, so if you want to know, does it work? Well, watch the video
and
get your answer.
Let's hear one minute of that video. Can we hear one? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Autumn, and I'm 16 and would like to talk to you about an article recently posted by Teen Vogue called What to Get a Friend Post-Abortion. And since I'm a teen, this was directed towards me and I would like to respond. The point of the article was to make the situation seem as lighthearted and nonchalant as possible in order to convince girls my age that abortion is no big deal. Well, we need to clarify one thing first. Abortion is a big deal, a very big deal. And to say it is not is simply feeding us a lie.
Wow.
Right off the bat, Teen
that
Vogue
just
said,
go and watch it, people. You will thank us for telling you about it. Ray, we're about out of time. My thanks to you for being on with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Folks, we hope you'll – tomorrow's Friday, so it'll be Trivia Friday. We'll be having our, you know, Learning University caps will need to be worn tomorrow. And I'm not talking about your dunce caps. Need to be worn tomorrow. Steve, thank you for your contribution.
My pleasure.
To the program. Where can people go for their news?
They can go to onenewsnow.com. Onenewsnow.com.
Onenewsnow.com. And Walker, what Bible teacher are we about to hear?
Alistair Begg.
That's right, Walker. Alistair Begg is about to be teaching us the Word of God. He's one of the best, and you will enjoy his Bible teaching coming up just when we get through with this program. Our thanks to you for listening to today's issues here on the American Family Radio Network. American Family Radio is on the internet at AFR.net. And you can also get the app for American Family Radio on your smartphone or other mobile device, your laptop, iPad or whatever, and listen to AFR there anywhere in the world. Clear as a bell. Thanks, folks, for joining us. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.